540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. It was history being made Thursday night in Atlanta with the release of the first criminal booking photo of a U.S. president. Our coverage starts with CBS's Christian Benavides.
Former President Donald Trump left the Fulton County Jail, where he was booked on charges he conspired to overturn Georgia's 2020 presidential election results.
What has taken place here is a travesty of justice.
It is the 2024 GOP frontrunner's fourth indictment since April. Afterwards, Trump once again denied any wrongdoing.
And then there is this.
She's considered a possible contender to be his running mate if he's the Republican nominee in 2024, and outside the jail, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene telling reporters,
"I'm in constant communication with him. I support President Trump."
Greene says the indictment here in Georgia is shameful and embarrassing, and the case against all of those charged should be dismissed.
My comment to Fani Willis is we're going to make sure that she loses her job.
She continued to say the 2020 presidential election was stolen and that she'd vote for Trump even if he's in jail. Outside the Fulton County Jail, Jonathan O'Brien for CBS News, Atlanta.
There have been big weather problems tonight over a wide area of Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York State, and Ontario, Canada. Hundreds of thousands of people left in the dark in Michigan. WWJ-TV reporter Kelly Vaughn.
Just because the rain stopped here in Southfield does not mean the danger is clear, because those roads are still treacherous. And it's not just the roads, in the air as well. I am unhappy to report that all of the flights out of Detroit Metropolitan Airport have been delayed.
More than 2 weeks after Hawaii's catastrophic wildfire,
authorities on Maui have now identified the first child killed in the Lahaina fire, 7-year-old Tony Takafua. The family's GoFundMe page says the young boy and his mother tried to flee the flames and were found in a burnt-out car near their home.
Correspondent Ben Tracy on Maui, where the number of confirmed fatal fire victims now stands at 115. American intelligence trying to piece together the likely last moments of the Russian mercenary leader Yevgeny Prigozhin. Correspondent David Martin.
U.S. officials say there's no evidence Prigozhin's plane was shot down by a surface-to-air missile. Instead, it appears to have suffered an explosion on board, possibly a bomb, which caused it to fall out of the sky, killing all 10 on board.
A late-night conference of space officials from both NASA and private company SpaceX led to a change in the launch schedule for a 4-person astronaut crew scheduled to go to the International Space Station.
Resulting from that meeting was a decision to postpone the launch for 24 hours.
That is Rob Navius of NASA. The new launch date now is Saturday morning. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/...
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a 6-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a 3-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, the Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, May Dawn, Big Newton lover, of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
.org.
Is that word?
Innovative.
Innovative?
Innovative. Whatever. You can say it both ways. A friend wouldn't make fun of somebody like for knowing a word. See, this is what I'm talking about, people. Kristen Bry does not believe in friendship. I don't allow them to compliment me back because I can't take a compliment.
I like your beard.
Shut up. I'm leaving right now.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Well, well, well. They came, they bickered, and they're likely in the exact same spot they were before last night. But after a 13-hour day, we are back in Waukesha doing a live show. Yesterday's debate, broadcasting all day from downtown, was very fun. It was cool to do that. It was cool to be on site. As much as I would have liked to see more of the things that were happening around the Deer District, we were pretty much trying to stay in the mediocre air conditioning that White had tail. I think that was the thing we were talking about, is like everyone's air conditioning yesterday was just on life support, because it was so hot, and by the end of the day we were all just drenched. But we got through it, and the eight candidates also got through it, although I would say my biggest takeaway from all of it is, did it move the needle at all for anybody? You tell me. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And Greg Bach is on the board.
Hello.
How are you, friend?
I'm doing good. I'm doing peachy keen.
Any thoughts?
Fun show yesterday.
Very fun show yesterday. Any thoughts on any initial reactions to debate? Either to yesterday's event or to the actual debate?
So, full disclosure, I have another job. I was working, so I wasn't able to watch it. I was trying to follow it. And honestly, the only person who... Chris Christie didn't surprise me in his pomposity and his bombastitude. And Nikki Haley, I felt, was strong from the things I read. Do I agree
with
her?
She was more like the Nikki Haley that got elected to governor.
Yeah.
Than who she's been for the last, I don't know, 8 years.
And I'm sure her handlers and her campaign manager are saying, be the smooth, straight-ahead candidate, just cut through the noise. And I think that's what she was trying to do last night. Not so much for Ron DeSantis.
Not so much for Ron DeSantis.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Did you see the moment where he like tried to end with a smile?
Oh, it was like he's being controlled from backstage and someone forgot to hit the smile button immediately. Like, he said something, and someone's like, why isn't he smiling? Oh, sorry, on it, click.
Well, we'd love to hear your thoughts if you watched or any of the highlights that you saw that stood out to you. Did anything surprise you? 844-967-2789. But indeed, former President Trump, who did not show up, I would say, won the debate last night. Because it's safe to say that none of them established themselves as any kind of credible threat, I think.
No.
And so the eight of them who weren't Donald Trump tried to make their case. And I don't know if we see no numbers of how many people tuned in to the debate last night compared to, you know, what the rivalry was with the Tucker Carlson interview. But, you know, I think the biggest thing, the most important thing that we should be talking about is the fact that Trump, they literally could not avoid Trump because at one point the moderators asked for a show of hands on who would support Trump as the GOP nominee if he were convicted in one of his many criminal cases. And six of the eight candidates raised their hands. Christie did like a weird thing, and they're like, are you doing your like half hand raise thing? And he was trying to get the attention of the moderators, and he said, someone has to stop normalizing this conduct. I agree with that. Whether or not you believe the criminal charges are right or wrong, the conduct is beneath the office of the President of the United States. And then Ramaswamy, who I would say got the most attention last night, both negative, and he just wouldn't shut up. And he's, as someone who spent a fair amount of time in Silicon Valley with tech bros, God, does he fit the mold? Jeez. He countered trying to say that Trump was the best president of the 21st century and accused Christie of running a campaign of being based on vengeance and grievance. But I think that is the most important thing to take away, that like, even if he was convicted, six of the eight people on that stage would still support him. And so, all right, well, let's go to the phones. I have some more takeaways. The takeaways slash the moments I thought were the most interesting. So we will get to those. But we want to take your calls first. You can always text or call 844-967-2789. Or if you are on the app, being the Civic Media app, which you can download in any of your app stores, you can always just text or email or call right from the app. So going to the phones, we got Terry from Green Bay. Terry, did anything surprise you last night?
I surprised myself for watching 2 hours of that.
Oh, it kept your attention for 2 hours.
I did. You know, I did tend to vote, Democratic pretty much all the time. But, I think you hit the marks on a lot of your comments earlier. Vivek Swamy definitely took the cake here. You know, if Trump wasn't running, he would definitely be that placeholder for Trump.
Oh, you think more so than anyone else?
I think so. I think he definitely stood out. I mean, if he wanted to make a show, I mean, definitely a lot of the stuff that he said was controversial, of course.
Yeah.
But even though people don't agree with him, he's going to get a lot of headlines. Mm-hmm. And for people that are just kind of watching this at a peripheral level, standing back, he's going to get a lot of attention. I thought Mike Pence actually did quite well for being as soft-spoken as him. The two of them, Vivek and Mike there, both had the top talk time for the entire debate. So I thought he did not too bad, but like I said, he's still milquetoast when it comes to most stuff. But I think the winner of that, though, was Vivek, I think, last night. So,
do you say Vivek just because he kind of came away with the most name recognition as far as people talking, like being the story today?
Oh, yeah. I mean, just like I said, because he was very bombastic. He was very, he injected himself. He became the attack of the people instead of Trump or anything else, the actual leading candidate. But he put himself into positions and attacked people, and they attacked him. And bad press is good press, no matter how you look at it. And that's how Trump won the nomination before, because he's very bombastic. He says outlandish stuff. And that's what Vivek did. He said a lot of outlandish stuff and took controversial positions. People may not agree with him, but he'll get the attention, and that's what stays in people's minds.
And he also, I don't know if you saw this, got the a tip of the hat from the one and only Elon Musk, who tweeted, Vivek is increasingly compelling. So take that, whether that means you, it's a ringing endorsement or something like that's a reason to stay away. It happened. So thanks so much for the call, Terry. Next, we're going to Ben in Oshkosh. Ben, are you there?
Yeah.
Hi. What'd you think of last night? Anything surprise you?
I was surprised that Nikki Haley wasn't vying for the vice president spot. She was a lot more fiery than I thought she would be. Ramaswamy kind of seemed like the only person, you know, says he wants to be president, but with how much he defended Trump, was more make me vice president. We had a couple friends did a debate bingo at my place, and
what was on your debate bingo card?
One was, you know, Nikki Haley reminding everyone that she's a woman, woke military, Bud Light, stuff like that.
All right.
And DeSantis, you know, came across as a robot, said everything that he wanted to say, but I don't think he came across looking good. Fox News undercut Chris Christie with the UFO question. And then the two governors on the end were just nothing burgers.
Total nothing burgers. I mean, the only one line I think came out of Doug Burgum's mouth that was like funny or memorable was like, they told me to break a leg and then I did, since he tore his Achilles tendon earlier in the day. And I was like, all right, Doug's got jokes. But yeah, that was in everything I reread today, I'm not sure either of their names was even mentioned besides Asa Hutchinson being one of the two people saying he would not support Donald Trump if he were to be convicted. But I think you're right. I was the most surprised by Haley and her more sane answers as far as, I mean, the fact that she even called out Republicans. She's like, who are the big spenders? Like, that was a truth bomb. And, you know, I thought that was pretty impressive.
And I loved how, you know, I was in the Navy, so I really loved how Nikki Haley and Chris Christie tag team Ramaswamy on his lack of foreign policy knowledge.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. You know, Washington Post did a little round circle of arrows pointing in which direction the attacks came. And most of them were towards Ramaswamy, which I thought was interesting, because I think a lot of people thought that it was going to be a DeSantis dump. And truly, it was really, there was like one thing that Nikki Haley said against DeSantis, but he was kind of left alone to just dig his own grave.
Yeah, I think he lacks the charisma enough that he can dig his own grave.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, thanks so much for the call, Ben. We got about a minute and a half before the break. CJ, what did you think of last night's debate?
Thank you for taking my call, Kristen. Jane usually won't.
Well?
Well, it was spectacular.
Oh, what did you enjoy about it?
Well, I believe any one of those candidates would be better than our present president.
Okay.
Certainly, I would say Nikki Haley, who I've supported from the beginning, did a fabulous job. I think she's right. Until the Republicans come up with a consensus on abortion, they're going to struggle no matter who they pick. And I think Tim Scott would be an absolutely spectacular vice president. And this is going to be interesting because the Democrats believe in democracy so much that they won't let Joe Biden debate.
You know what, CJ, that's one candidate thing that you and I actually agree on. I don't think it's good that Biden's not debating as we have other candidates. So that's maybe a first for us, friend, as far as things we actually agree on. We do have to let you go because we're coming up against the next break. But if you have thoughts on last night's debate, we would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Did anything surprise you? 844-96-PARK. On last night's debate, we would love to hear from you. 844-967.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till
8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Did you know every 10 years, based on the latest census population information, state officials redraw voting district boundaries? Sounds fair until redistricting becomes gerrymandering. It's described as manipulating the boundaries to favor one party or class. Those at the nonpartisan Brennan Center call gerrymandering as old as the United States, but also say regardless of the party responsible, it isn't fair to the voters. Still, Congress voted not to pass reform legislation last year. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again!
And a defense that just...
Down he goes!
Won't...
Intercepted, he's gone!
Stop!
Another turnover forced!
Join us Saturday, September 2nd. It's the Badgers and Buffalo Bulls in Madison. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, Racine, and 98.1 FM.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected overnight with a low of 64. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 80. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered rain showers, 62. Turning cooler Saturday and Sunday with highs in the low 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Red pickup, a rural noun, simple adjective. No shoes, no shirt, no Jews. You didn't hear that. Sort of a mental typo. I walk and talk like a field hand, but the boots I'm wearing cost $3,000.
Well, welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board. And we were talking about last night's debate. Debate debrief, debate decompression. 844-967-2789. Would love to hear your thoughts if you watched, or even if you just kind of saw clips. What surprised you? What delighted you? Or what was, you know, your biggest takeaway? 844-96-PARTY. Just a quick reminder, at 11:20 today, we're going to give away Brewers tickets. It's been a minute since we did that, but the Brewers are hosting the San Diego Padres this weekend. So we have tickets for Sunday's game, which is at 1:10 p.m. So if you're interested in winning those, make sure you're tuned in at 11:20 when we give the prompt for that. But coming back to some of the texts that we have gotten so far. This is on the YouTube live stream, which you're always welcome to watch on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. Follow us there at As Goes Wisconsin, especially on YouTube. If you ever miss some of the, we cut things up for the interviews and stuff like that. There's a lot more there than just the live stream. But Tony says, I think Vivek got too much attention to be Trump's VP. Trump likes to get all the attention, and Vivek would steal some of his thunder. That is very interesting, because you think about who he chose as his first VP, being Mike Pence, and despite having the nickname Bubbles, we now know, certainly is not a stealer of the limelight.
I mean, there was no way Trump would pick Vivek. None.
I hadn't even thought about that. No. But yeah, it's too much competition for the who's going to say the most outrageous thing. And especially if he's younger and made more money on his own, I wonder how much that is potentially a threat for him. And Joe McClear, this is a good point. Says, for the record, no incumbent president has participated in a primary debate since Gerald Ford, who was never elected to office. So it kind of makes sense. My follow up, as you probably know more history than I do, is how many times has there been challengers to an incumbent president? So, Joe, if you can answer that, because I can't look it up while we're on air right now. But that'd be interesting to know as well. But I do think the Vivek thing is interesting. You know, he got up there and said, you know, I want to deliver a Reagan 1980 revolution. And, you know, I don't know. He's like very Andrew Yang-esque, like the vibe that is going around him. And he had a big downtown, he had a big you know, van, not van, but like tour, like truck. A tour bus. And that was who, were you still there when, Greg, were you still downtown when the, like, 1776 costume, like, parade happened?
Oh, no, I wasn't. Did any of them die from the heat?
No, none of them died from the heat. So basically, we were on air, and we just saw kind of like a march down 3rd Street of a bunch of people in Revolutionary War type costumes. And we were on air, so I couldn't figure out who it was. And I found out this morning that it was something for Vivek, and they were all like holding like the truth signs or something. So I have to get more information on what that was. But
his truck was amazing. It was just full of like, I think Anya, one of our producers, said, what is his problem with no adjectives? You're just like, noun, 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 noun. This is what I think. It's just so funny, the things that truck said.
Yeah. And so, but I would say like, so yeah, so he definitely got more, I think what people thought was going to be targeted towards DeSantis was certainly more towards Ramaswamy. Some of the hits on him, Nikki Haley said, you have no foreign policy experience and it shows. It shows. Former Vice President Mike Pence called him a rookie and said the country can't take on-the-job training. And I think we got the clip from what Chris Christie said to him, which was a pretty good zinger.
Ready tonight of a guy who sounds like ChatGPT standing up here. And the last person in one of these debates, Brett, who stood in the middle of the stage and said, what's a skinny guy with an odd last name doing up here was Barack Obama, and I'm afraid we're dealing with the same type of amateur standing stage tonight.
Come on, give me a hug. Give me a hug just same, like you did to Obama.
The same type of amateur.
Give me a hug just like you did to Obama.
The claws came out.
Yeah, and so... And he just, but it, you know, whether you say to his credit or this is just his ego, but he shrugged it all off with a big smile, saying it is not morning in America. We live in a dark moment and we have to confront the fact that we're in an internal sort of cold cultural civil war. But I will say of on Twitter, the funniest tweet I saw was from Charlotte Clymer, who is a writer, comedian. She said, Ramaswamy kind of looks like a youth pastor who just did a bump backstage before his sermon. all right. Well, I still have some more thoughts on this. We all are going to get to the good, the bad, and the, oh, and you thought our leaders were criminals of the headlines. But I know we have a couple people on the line. I don't think we have to. How much time do we have?
We have about a minute, so...
All right. Well, you can hold on. We'll take your call after the break, 844-967-2789, if you have thoughts that you would like to debrief on last night's debate, 844-96-PARTY. Call, text, or leave a comment on the live stream. But we are going to take another break. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
I could sing in Mandarin. You still know I'm pandering. Hunting deer, chasing trout. A Bud Light with the logo facing out. Hear that subtle mandolin. That's textbook pandering. I own a private ranch that I rarely use. I don't like dirt. One verse, one chorus in the bag. Now it's time to talk to the ladies. I'm hoping my southern charm offsets all these vibes I'm putting out. Good girl in a straw hat with her arms out in a cornfield. That is a scarecrow. Thought it was a human woman, sorry. A cold night, a cold beer, a cold jean, strike that last one. I'm wetting you, I hope you're feeling me. A cold night, a cold beer.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Criminally indicted a fourth time, former President Donald Trump turned himself in for booking at Atlanta's Fulton County Jail. He was processed and photographed and then released to return to New Jersey, but before takeoff, his message...
What they're doing is election interference. They're trying to interfere with an election. There's never been anything like it in our country before. This is their way of campaigning. And this is one instance, but you have three other instances. It's election interference.
In Michigan and nearby states, rough weather, a suspected tornado knocking out power, reportedly overturning cars near Lansing, Michigan. In Orange County, California, following a deadly shooting at a popular bar, Sheriff Don Barnes says,
"This continues to be an ongoing investigation, meaning that we are still processing the crime scene and probably will still be doing that into tomorrow."
Meaning Friday, three people were killed along with the gunman, who was a former police officer. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games. 292 tackles. 7 sacks. And a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board, and we are wrapping up our debate debrief from last night. We had one text from John from Menominee Falls. Good morning, everyone. 6 of the 8 people on stage showed that they are either cowards or traitors to the Constitution of this country. The thing that stood out to me the most was that Vivek Ramaswamy clearly has the potential to do the most damage to this country and this planet. He is an autocrat in the making and a clueless idiot when it comes to foreign policy. If he gets elected, things will be worse than they were even under Trump. Thank you for the text, John. All right, let's go to the phones. Karina, you've been waiting very patiently. Karina, what did surprise you last night about the debate?
So many people in the building. Okay. They were trying to protect the residents, but
Karina?
At the same time, we should send them to the people who have been home. Oh.
Karina, are you there? All right. Well, let's see if we can come back to Karina. Mary from Wauwatosa. What surprised you from last night?
And thanks for your great coverage here. I'm a Democrat, so as a primary, with my primary concern about climate crisis, I'm going to be voting for President Biden. However, there was a comment by Nikki Haley that spoke to my beliefs, and I think it's going to appeal to conservative females when she quoted Margaret Thatcher. She said, if you want something said, ask a man. If you want something done, ask a woman. That's pretty profound.
It is profound. And, you know, I think it's funny because I want to like Nikki Haley, and I think she's gone through the kind of this like bootlicking period with Trump. But I think she said a lot of things last night that I saw some of my girlfriends this morning who are Democrats. But they're like, I surprised myself with how many things she was saying that I agreed with. And I would kind of say the same thing as far as even her, I am very pro-choice, as anyone who listens to the show knows that I am. But even the kind of not spat, but the back and forth she had with Pence when she said, I am unapologetically, actually, do we just have the clip? But she said that we're unapologetically pro-life, but was very honest. Like, let's be honest with voters.
I am unapologetically pro-life, not because the Republican Party tells me to be, but because my husband was adopted and I had trouble having both of my children. So I'm surrounded by blessings. When it comes to a federal ban, let's be honest with the American people and say it will take 60 Senate votes. It will take a majority of the House. So in order to do that, let's find consensus.
To be honest with you, Nikki, you're my friend, but consensus is the opposite of leadership. When the Supreme Court returned this question to the American people, they didn't just send it to the states only. It's not a states only issue. It's a moral issue.
Don't make women feel like they have to decide on this issue when you know we don't have 60 Senate votes in the House.
70% of the American people support legislation
to ban abortion
after a baby is capable of experiencing pain.
That is such a blatant lie. Where did he get that from? Is it 70% of his congregation? Like, where did he get that number from?
Let's look at those numbers. They came from Focus on the Family.
I think he's maybe has switched that around because it's something like depending on which poll you're looking at and what the cutoff is, it's like 70% of people saying they support abortion access.
When I heard him say that, I went, what? Also, really quick. Dear Mary from Wauwatosa, I apologize. I cut you off. I hit the wrong button going between callers. I didn't mean to dump you off the line, but thank you for the call. That's my fault.
Got it. I was wondering what happened.
That was my fault. That's okay. My bad.
And I will say, to be fair, when I think in one hand, as far as doing it in a how the way things are usually done when it would come to a federal abortion ban, Nikki Haley is totally right. As far as they wouldn't have the votes. But what she was not totally right is that a Republican president could achieve a federal abortion ban by like just nuking the Senate filibuster or invoking the Comstock Act.
And you know that as soon as they walked the door, that's exactly what they expect them to do with all that pressure.
Well, I think it depends on the person. Like, I feel like Pence would do that, right? And so as far as like who's a true believer when it comes to this issue versus who knows that they have to toe the line because of the Republican Party's allegiance to the anti-abortion cause. But I did think that exchange was interesting. And I just thought, I think Nikki Haley in general had a strong performance. I don't know what that means for her in like polls. I don't know if that means that she's still trying to get a cabinet position, but it was a better version of, at least for me and my taste, a more palatable version of Nikki Haley than certainly a lot of them. But we have Luann Bird in the line. No, we have Karina. Is Karina on the line? All right, Karina, let's go back to Karina. Karina, what'd you think of last night?
Hi. Yes.
Well, you know, first of all, honestly, I'm so sick and tired of talking, hearing man talking about what I should and should not do. I'm at the point that I want to have a movement to have a best contraception is vasectomy, something like this, and be done with that. Because if you're talking about my body, what am I going to do? Then I can talk about your body, what I'm going to do as well to protect myself from that craziness you're pushing on me. One, and two, honestly, it was sad because I was thinking that it's their private debate. They are in their own midst. They are with their party. And I thought that it would be more of a united feeling to the party to see what is really Republican Party is all about. And I haven't seen people more hated each other. Truly, it's not even competition. I am your friend, but it's not a leadership. It is a leadership. You do make a pact with your enemy or somebody who doesn't agree with you. You don't need to make a pact or go for peace with your friends. You're already there.
That's the funny thing about this whole process.
That's why you need to be. Right. That's why you need to be in the leader position, that you are capable of seeing different ways of solving the problem, not just a yay or nay.
Yeah,
absolutely. Thanks so much for the
question. How divided they are. That's the thing, Chris. This is how divided they are. None of them should be at the ruling of the country, because they cannot even lead their own party.
Yep. Thanks for the call. Yeah,
that's my feeling.
Thank you. Thanks for the call, Karina. Let's go take Luann Bird. Luann, what did you hear last night?
Hi there. Good morning. I thought, well, it's always interesting. I wondered, though, if you had covered the debate moderators at all, and I might have missed it if you talked about that in the beginning.
We didn't, actually.
No, we did not.
There was a lot to talk about. What did you think of the moderators?
There is a lot to talk about. Well, you know, they seem to lose control so quickly.
Yeah.
And that, you know, I've been a moderator for the League of Women Voters over the years. And, you know, the League had strict rules on how to do forums. And back in the day, the League did the presidential debates. And apparently there's a letter out there where the League pulled out because they said, this is a sham and this is not fair to the American people. So in terms of moderating, we can do better, don't you think?
And it's interesting to think of what their directives were, right? As far as, because we've seen some people to be able to really take control. And if they were, you know, if they going into it, it was kind of like, well, let the entertainment ride.
That's what I felt happened last night, the entertainment road.
Yeah.
And you didn't really get a sense. You couldn't really dig into what does each person. And then it took so long to get to a couple of them. You know, that's just not fair. That's not a debate that serves the American people so we can figure out, you know, what these candidates are even about. So I just wanted to add my two cents there and say we can do better when it comes to moderating, particularly presidential debates.
Yeah. Well, Luann, let me ask you this. What do you
stick to them?
Are you a fan? Like, should debates have audiences?
No.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Let me clarify that. Absolutely. Should have audiences.
They should have audiences.
They absolutely should have them. What I was thinking is that the audience shouldn't control the debate, though. And we used to ask for the audience to remain silent till the end so we could use every moment of time for getting the views of the candidates. And that would serve a better purpose. So,
because I've thought about this.
I'm a fan of audiences, but under control audiences.
Yeah. And so thanks for the call, Leanne, because I thought about that a lot because, you know, there was a fair amount of talk about, like, it's not a, you know, it wasn't like open to the general public and you had to get a ticket and, you know, which groups were in there and who was cheering for what and who was booing for what. And I thought about this even last year in the primary debate for the Democratic senatorial primary last year in Wisconsin when it was Mandela and Sarah Godlewski and the I think there was five in total, and I got to go to see it live, and it was, you know, kind of dependent on like who brought the biggest crowd, because it wasn't obviously the same kind of ticket as going to a presidential primary debate, but I don't know. It's just there's a part of me also that like does that by letting people like hoot and holler and boo change the dynamics of the debate for better or for worse. I certainly think it makes it more entertaining because like we were talking about yesterday, like when you're playing to a crowd, there's incentive to have a one-liner or have a good comeback and versus, you know, a crowd that's in control. Well, so that's
what turns it from, it's not a debate. It's like a wrestling match in suits, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not very, it's, we all know what we're going to get in, especially in these primary debates. So I don't know why at the end of the day, why we're like, one, why are we disappointed when we don't get what we want? Because it's never going to happen. And also, yeah, it's just it's fodder. It's ratings. It's, you know, we sit here and go like, oh, they're not answering questions. Of course they're not answering questions. This is they're just getting their face out there. I mean, people are like Asa Hutching, who?
Mm-hmm.
Hutchinson, who? See idea there? Hutchinson. We got a bunch of texts.
All right, let's hear some of them.
By the way, if you would like to get a hold of us, you can do that by I've dropped the number here. What's the number?
844-967-2789.
There we are. 844-967-2789. From the 414, pro-life is a lie. Call it forced birth. That's very just to the point. From the 608, consensus is the opposite of leadership. Pence? Really? What a dumb statement, especially if you're running to be in charge of a democracy. That's autocracy.
I know, that's what I thought when he said that. And as far as like, isn't that what we, what?
Yeah,
you just want to come in and be like, the, what leadership is what I says, what I say goes.
Yeah, it's absolutely, yeah, no 70% might took us. And then 608 out of Middleton, Pence is not charismatic or likable enough to be an autocrat. Literally every side of the political spectrum can't stand this guy.
I know, I was reading some of the reactions. I think Wisconsin Examiner had a reporter at a Republican watch party last night, and they were just kind of getting reactions from people who were there watching. And basically, it didn't move the needle for anyone. Like, there was people like, oh, like Ramaswamy did well, or a couple thoughts. But there was one guy who gave a quote by saying, like, it will be a cold day in hell if I ever vote for Chris Christie or Mike Pence.
Wow.
And, like, you know, Pence is trying to walk this line, and it's like, you're not fooling anybody. Like, you have no chance, my friend. All right. Well, I guess maybe we'll bump the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Because we got a couple more texts, too.
We got more texts. We're going to play three headlines and a lie, which have I made you play this before?
You made me play it last time I was here. It was just, it was absolutely amazing.
Are you feeling confident?
Not at all.
All right. Well, that's even better. All right. Well, if you have more texts, if you have more calls, we're not going to cut you off. 844-967-2789. We will read more of that when we come back and make Greg play three headlines and a lie. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
A perfect day starts with perfect breakfast. Start your day with Brunch It Up. Our experts are serving up the ultimate brunch experience. Our menu is loaded with inventive dishes from chicken and waffles to cinnamon roll pancakes. Try unique cocktails like Brunch Bloody Mary with house-infused vodka. Come brunch it up over bottomless mimosas or a midday pick-me-up. Or with the whole family for an unforgettable Sunday brunch. Brunch It Up in Milwaukee, Brookfield, or Cedarburg from 7 to 3 on weekdays and 8 to 3 on weekends. Let's brunch it up.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies overnight with lows around 64. Winds out of the northeast around 5 miles an hour. Highs around 80. Tomorrow, cloudy. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 62. Dry with temperatures a bit below average Saturday and Sunday, and highs in the low 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board. And let's get to some more text. We were talking about last night's debate. I mean, I obviously spent 13 hours there. So I got to Whitetail at 8 a.m. to start setting up. And I think I left at 9-ish. And so it dominated my day yesterday. And so I'm happy to keep talking about it. Greg Bach, do we got some more text?
Sorry about that. We got some more text coming through. Let's see here. From the 312, we all love Luann Bird. We all do.
It's true.
But audiences at debates are incapable of remaining silent, no matter what the party. And I don't disagree with that myself. Even a completely ludicrous comment like, we should invade Mexico, will be met with hoots and hollers of approval and cut off time for a reasonable response.
Because, you know, and I think that was my point when what I witnessed at the Wisconsin Democratic Senate debate for the primary, you know, everyone who's there for their candidate is going to cheer for whatever their candidate said. And it's not like an objective audience that is there to learn about the candidate. It's like you pack the audience with people to cheer for what you're saying, if you're allowed to do that. And so I think it's a very, and I love you, Luann, and I say this with all, it's like, because I am also an optimistic person, I think it is a very optimistic comment on her. Like, it's like, yeah, if people can behave themselves, it's great to have people there in person.
Yeah. Let's see here. Robert from Richland Center in the 608. You can't control the audience, so I believe there should not be an audience. The audience is not necessarily representative of the public and should not be allowed to influence perceptions of the responses. The media is part of the problem by promoting one-liners as opposed to thoughtful responses. Thank you, Robert from Richland Center.
Thank you, Robert. Brian on the Facebook Live said it was propaganda, advertisement, enrollment, and paid entertainment. It was not legitimate debate or public service to educate voters. Please consider calling this what it was. One had to pay Fox to view it, cable dues, or private data. That's actually, yeah.
Yep, I don't disagree with that.
Because I guess if you're not paying for Fox, if you just had basic cable, could you even watch last night?
If you have basic cable, you could watch it. Yeah, Fox is on basic cable. Fox News.
It was Fox News, which Fox is the cable channel. But then they also were airing it on like the local Fox.
I don't think it was on like your Fox Milwaukee.
If you have basic cable, then you couldn't.
Oh. I thought that was part of basic cable. I don't know.
I'm talking about like when you just plug in your TV and you don't like, is not a cable subscription.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Nope. That's a big nopers.
Tony followed up, said, I forgot DeSantis saying we should basically invade Mexico to attack the cartels. That was absolutely crazy. You know what else was crazy? Was when DeSantis told a story about a woman he knows who survived abortion.
Oh, yeah. I got that clip.
Oh, let's play that.
hospital. I know a lady in Florida named Penny. She survived multiple abortion attempts. She was left discarded in a pan. Fortunately, her grandmother saved her and brought her to a different hospital.
Yep. Governor of Florida.
What? Like, what? And it's like, it's it's so outrageous. And it's just like the, then he didn't speak for like 10 minutes. Like, he dropped that story. And it was just, it was like that, you know how sometimes, do you ever end an awkward story and then you, and because no one's like getting it or laughing, and then you just kind of say, and then I found $5 to like put a button on the story. That's one of those things that he kind of could have said, like, oh, like, she was dropped in a pan. This isn't going anywhere. I'm hearing crickets. And then I found $5. Really? Really? No, I just needed a saving grace for that story.
My friend has a thing where if you're telling a bad story and there's a pause, she'll go, well, here's your bag of poop. We got another one coming in earlier from the 414. Sorry, but I couldn't bring myself to watch slash listen last night, but did any candidate call for the prosecution of the conspirators of January 6th? Did anyone call for the ejection from the Republican Party? Did anyone condemn the actions that led to January 6th? Did anyone say something like, this is not the way we behave in a democracy? Did any even directly mention Aura Advocate dealing with it? Because if none did, there isn't one of them we can trust.
I don't think any of that happened.
No.
I'm going to go, yeah. I didn't watch it that as closely, maybe. Maybe it was when I was taking one of my multiple bathroom breaks. Because, again, 8 months pregnant. But did not hear any of that. All right. Should we squeeze in 3 headlines and a lie?
Sure.
Because I don't know when else we're going to do it. We got a packed show.
We got more text, too. I mean, come on now.
All right. Well, let's keep the text going. Maybe I'll save this for tomorrow, then.
Okay. All right. From the 262... What surprised me about the RNC debate was how well Nikki Haley did and how entertaining RNC debates are. I was laughing the whole time. Vivek Ramaswamy proves that all you need to do is receive Republican cheers, is to talk over everyone and spew out the same nonsense that comes out of Trump. The Christie and Pence's reactions, priceless.
Nice.
Yeah.
Anything else?
The one from the 920, That's the true purpose. That's true to the purpose of the debates have changed. It's more about a show than an event or info to the public. This is why the league stopped moderating, which I think came from Luann Bird, probably.
Probably, yeah. But then, yeah. You know, and then more than 80 million viewers followed the former president to the Twitter turned X for his 46-minute interview with Tucker Carlson. You know, he basically used the time to praise the January 6th crowd and talk up his lead in the polls. But today, we're not going to spend a lot of time on this, but today Trump plans to turn himself over to Georgia authorities and pay $200,000 in bail over the state's election interference investigation. He has not said if he'll show up to next month's debate, but did you see some of the mugshots that came out of yesterday?
They were so good.
Oh my gosh. I love, was it just Jenna Ellis who was like smiling, like trying to look good for her DMV shot? As like everyone else just looks awful. If you've ever seen an argument for why overhead lighting is the worst, look at these mugshots.
I said on Twitter, I'm sorry, on X, that if you give me white privilege in one picture.
That's good. But then also get ready for if there is a mugshot for Donald Trump. Sounds like there's a lot of Etsy stores that are just waiting for merch. So we'll talk a little bit more about that next hour. But we are going to take a break for the top of the hour news. Next hour, we're going to give away Brewers tickets. J.R. Radcliffe is here to give us a sports update. Lots of stuff still to come. Stick around for As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
Oh,
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM radio for every vehicle act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.